când-am plecat, nici soarele nu-i pe cer. Și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi.
Laurie a hâte de célébrer son anniversaire au resto. Elle y a pensé toute la semaine. Elle a invité ses amis. Elle a acheté une nouvelle robe. Elle s'est rendue au resto. Elle n'a pas pu rentrer dans le resto. Elle a dû ranger sa nouvelle robe. Elle n'a pas pu voir ses amis. Et elle y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. Le passeport vaccinal est maintenant exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Evening, the time right about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT FM. The program, Hotel de Blues, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, we turn to Lowell Fulson and his number, Reconsider Baby. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to 90.3 CKUT FM, the program Hotel de Blues, where your host, myself, I, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, will play for you my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. For those of you who just tuned in, mid-track, as it were, that was Reconsider Baby by Lowell Fulson. Now, before we get on with the show and I play for you some awesome killer blues tracks and affiliates, I just want to talk to you a little bit about a situation that happened regarding one of our CKUT family members. So for those of you who are fans of the Morning Detour in Montreal, their host, Wizzy Moonchaser, was accosted by a white resident when he was in Chateauguay. This resident then proceeded to call Wizzy the N-word, and as Wizzy tried to approach the guy basically pushed him. And this happened in broad daylight, which I think is the most harrowing part of this story. This happened in broad daylight, and people stood on and saw what was going on and didn't do anything. In fact, some people actually joined in with calling Wizzy the N-word. I just wanted to reach out and say, I just wanted to offer you my solidarity, and I hope you're doing okay. You know, none of this shit is cool ever. And I can't believe this shit is going on in our own backyards here in Canada, but, you know, everyone knows it's a myth that Canada is less racist than the U.S., and here's case in point. And I just wanted to say, I hope you're doing a little bit better, my guy, and I hope things get better. Yeah. But on that note, it's one thing just to say, you know, racism shouldn't be a thing, but yeah, here it is. It's one of them kind of platitude statements, things people say to be nice, but don't have actual meaning. So as a result, I wanted just to talk to you folks a little bit about something called allyship and that sort of thing, you know, just reminding people of that kind of importance. I think it's especially important for us, you know, as blues aficionados, listeners and musicians, you know, especially because we're listening to, playing and talking about a black art at its core, right? It's African American music. It's a black art at its core. And as I always try to do in this program, with bringing in the history and the suffering and the liberation and the voice that comes with this art, right? I hope you are a little bit more enlightened to not be like those bystanders in that situation. You know, you would actually go up there and speak out, say something, and stand up to these racist assholes, you know. And I just want to talk about that, you know, like, especially myself as a brown man, I do have a lot more privilege than Wizzy does. And I would use that privilege, you know, to stand up and say, you know, that the shit shouldn't be going down. I'm using the privilege that I have of being on a microphone right now to tell you and talk to you about this. And I just hope that for those of you out there, also to take just a quick second, look at your privilege and, you know, just think, okay, I have this power in front of me right now, right? I'm white, I'm brown. I have this power here that I can use to help other people. And I hope you just take the next few minutes or the day or so, you know, just think about that, you know, and how what you would do in that situation, how you could potentially have avoided this, how you could have potentially made sure that Wizzy wasn't hurt in this situation or anything like that. This situation wouldn't have happened. Using your power to stand up against racism, right? And against anti-black racism. So, but I do want to emphasize, right? What I'm saying is not using your power and privilege necessarily. So, okay, because you're white, you can go and knock that guy's teeth out. Maybe you're not comfortable with that. Maybe you're not strong enough to go and knock that racist asshole's teeth out. But using your power and privilege to take a stand doesn't necessarily mean that. It could also mean just simply standing in front of the racist dude, you know, just yelling over him to shut up. That also works as well. That also does the trick. Or even if you want, just even simply just going and talking to the person who was accosted and seeing how they're doing, just making sure they're okay, and asking them what you would need, or asking them if they need some way to get out of the situation or something like that. And of course, as always, as allies, you're not there to take the lead and go and dictate to people how they should be doing things, but you're there to support them. So I hope you, dear listeners, after all the history bashing that I've done here on this program and this whole little spiel, you are in a better position, and you are definitely more enlightened than those racist assholes that Wizzy had to deal with. Anywho, to keep the tunes rolling, to go back to the music and keep the songs going, we're going to listen to a Rolling Stones cover by Leanne Fain. This was off the album called Chicago Plays the Rolling Stones. It's a really cool album. I do highly recommend it. It's got big names on there like Buddy Guy playing Rolling Stones covers. It's a really, really kick-ass album. Anywho, without further ado, here's Leanne Fain and her number, Gimme Shelter.
Yeah. shine away. We'll be right back. Oh!
Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in, the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was She Loved Me by Tronzo Cannon, followed by Work With Me, Annie by Snooki Pryor. Now, have you ever been in a situation where you've done something so good, so awesome, that somebody suggested a sequel, and then suddenly everybody starts coming asking for it? Well, that was the situation when Hank Ballard and the Midnighters actually wrote Work With Me, Annie. You see, Snooki Pryor's number is a cover. So when they wrote Work With Me, Annie, it was such a big, big R&B hit, right? It was such a hit record. One of the DJs commented, oh, you know, you should do it as a follow-up, right? Is what do you call it? Annie Had a Baby. And the thing is, though, people believed it. They're like, oh my gosh, is this a record out there already? So what happened was that everyone started writing letters to King Records, Hank Ballard's label, and said, hey, can we have an order of Annie Had a Baby, please? And basically, there was no record. This record didn't exist. And as a result, Hank Ballard actually had to go back into the studio and write and record Annie Had a Baby to fulfill these orders. And in fact, the tune actually did go to a number one hit like Work With Me, Annie. And I think Snooki Pryor kind of alluded to that tune in the last verse of that track. So without further ado, here he is. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, recorded in 1954. Annie Had a Baby. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Say it's true. You know that I love you, baby. But what more can I do? Oh, shucks, baby. Oh, shucks, baby. Oh, shucks, baby. Look what you're doing to me. You went away and left me. Left poor me all alone.
what happened to me, baby? I had to give up my happy home. Oh, just baby. Oh, just baby. Oh, just baby. Look what you're doing to me. You said that you loved me. What you said wasn't true. I tried to believe you, baby, but what more could I do? Oh, just baby. Oh, just baby. Oh, I need another drink. Oh, just baby. Look what you're doing to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Done so wrong. Oh, just baby. Oh, just baby. Oh, just baby. Look what you're doing to poor me. Try that take back, see how I do.
I ain't gonna tell nobody. Tell him all I've done for me. I ain't gonna tell nobody what. Tell him all I've done for me. Tomorrow, I was broke as a he run me from well to grave, throw me from heaven just down. He run me from well to grave, throw me from heaven just down.
What was the matter? I'm a hard told power chalet. I don't want you hanging around on my job no more.
Further down in country, it all won't make you cry. Further down in country, it all won't make you cry.
My God, man.
Women and children, flag and freight train were around. Someone got a little six Buick, big six Chevrolet car. Someone got a little six Buick, little six Chevrolet car.
Oh, my God, what sort of car?
And it don't do nothing but follow behind Harvey Park with flowers. It may bring sorrow, Lord, it may bring tears. It may bring sorrow, Lord, and it may bring tears. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, let me see a brand new year.
Well, Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in, the time right about now is 9:30 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set were "Aw Shucks Baby" by Nappy Brown, followed by 34 Blues by Charlie Patton. Of course, Charlie Patton is one of the big kings of the Delta Blues, inspiring greats later on down the line, including Sun House and others. But 34 Blues stands as a unique track, you see. 34 Blues was done at his last recording session, right? And in fact, as you can hear from the song, it's about how tough that year has been for Mr. Patton. As a matter of fact as well, you know, about a bit about the history of 1934 in America, you had the Great Depression and all kinds of woes, and you can hear him at the end saying, "Yo, I hope next year will be a lot better." And I guess that's the sentiment that can be felt for the rest of us here living in 2020 anyhow. To keep the tunes rolling, I'm going to be playing for you a number which I played on the show about 2 years back. I think it was one of the first songs I played on Hotel de Blues here. This is Reverend Sean Amos and his number, Moved. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you. me how I feel. You know my man gone and left me. So how do you think that I feel? Women, they all scream. Can't sleep at night, awake with fright, looking at the lights above. I need you, I want you, it's no wonder I don't hurt you. I'm so much in love. You're telling me that you know, you ought to know that I'm lonely. I want you.
how you like me now.
Welcome back. For those of you just tuning in, the time is right about now. It is 9:45 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was a really mellow Georgia White and very soulful How Do You Think That I Feel? And after that, if you were asleep at the dial here on the radio, that was Up Jump the Devil by the Soledad Brothers. A live number, as you could hear from the background chatter at the end of that track. Coming up next is a tune, I'm going to admit, that kind of passed underneath my radar. And I know once you figure out what this tune is, you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you haven't heard of this one, right? So anywho, this tune, I just heard it while going through my Spotify playlist. And I heard it, and I was like, wow, that's some crazy slide guitar playing. And of course, it's a very distinctive slide guitar playing that could be only one guy. That can only be one guy. That is Duane Allman, right? So it was the Allman Brothers Band. So I've given you your first hint of what this track is, right? No, it's not Midnight Rider, because that's a little bit too roots rocky for this program. But who knows, maybe, you never know, we might play something else later on down the line. But I heard a live number by them, and that's your second clue what this number is. And you know what? I'm just gonna cut the crap. You know, this is a number recorded live at the Fillmore East back in March 13th 1971. This is Statesboro Blues. And I know you're gonna hate me, and you're gonna be like, what the heck, how come you haven't heard this one? But good golly, you know what? I'm just happy that I've actually finally got around to hearing it, because this is it. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you.
right. I headed for home and I was thinking to talk. Then I met a cat who said his name was Paul. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. Call me this bitter nut, but it's all the same. Chicks who ever caught my eye. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. All minutes with a nut, but it's all the same. Dream. When they tumbled me loose, I was stripped plumb clean. The beating they gave me left me staggering about. The way I ran, you could shout about. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. Call me nit with a nut, but it's all the same.
Welcome back. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set were Robin Steele by Paul Wine Jones, a number that came out of the folks down at Fat Possum Records. Followed by that was a Jump Blues number by Elsie McKinley titled Nitwit. To keep the tunes rolling with less talk, more rock, here is Border Town Blues by Long John Hunter. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Get someone